share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Multiple areas in Klang Valley yesterday were hit by flash floods following the heavy downpour. Yesterday evening, the 25th of April, Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur, DBKL, updated its Facebook account about the flash flood that took place in several areas in Klang Valley. Anggota Jabatan Pengwatkuasaan Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur Tela Barada di Lapangan Untuk Melingkar Aliran Lalu Lintas di Kawasan Yang Dinaiki Air. Hashtag Keluarga Malaysia Hashtag KL Bundar Untuk Semua Hashtag KL50. Posted by Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur on Monday, April 25, 2022. As this isn't the first time Klang Valley experienced flash floods due to heavy rain, Malaysians are questioning the functionality of the drainage system in our country. The last major flood that happened in Klang Valley happened in December last year, and for another disaster to strike in less than 5 months has got some of us thinking. Is the weather at fault or are there flaws in the waterways? Stop blaming the rain. DBKL's post has garnered a lot of attention, where most netizens expressed their take on the repeated flood in Klang Valley. How many times do we have to go through floods? Stop blaming the rain. Build an advanced and systematic waterway. Malaysia is a monsoon country with high average rainfall. A plan to handle the flood is long overdue. Believe it or not, severe flash floods happen in the city every year. It was rare back then when the development of buildings was lesser. The government should have balanced the projects in the waterways. The constant development of buildings will only affect the residents in lower areas. Politicians come and go. They leave the problems to the racket. We're used to it, DBKL. We'd be surprised if there is no flood in KL. I don't even know what have you guys been doing. YB Dato Sri Dr. Shahidan bin Qasim, Menteri Wilayah Persekutuan Bersama Pegawai Kanan DBKL Turun K Lapangan Melihat Situasi Terkini Kawasan Yang Dinaiki Air. Hashtag Keluarga Malaysia Hashtag KL Bundar Untuk Semua Hashtag KL50. Posted by Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur on Monday, April 25, 2022. On the same evening, DBKL revealed that its officers and the Minister of the Federal Territory had personally visited and observed the affected areas. However, some Malaysians are not impressed and find it pointless. How many people have been in the same position and the outcome remains the same? What are you guys doing? Looking for fish? Please take immediate action and not just simply look at it. This is not a new issue. Same place without improvement. Flood. Visit the place. Observe. Repeat. While this is not the first time the people in Klang Valley have to go through floods, especially when they're driving, history may repeat itself if no actions are taken to curb this issue. Also read. Here's why most Perodua vehicles can go through floodwater and how to do so safely. Source. Facebook source. Facebook. DBKL source. Facebook. DBKL. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.